that's a sure way to end the conversation.
I don't think I sent them out. That's fine with me. If parliamentary procedures allow us to continue this evening, then can we just do a review on them in our next one? That'll kind of
yeah.
Okay.
And I think that even with the special meeting, we should be okay still. You know, before we had wanted to have that, if you still want to have a meeting, but we can do it then. You'll have more time.
Great. Okay.
Fine.
Well,
sorry.
No, totally fine. Let's proceed then. Do you have anything from the public comments submitted at all?
No. I checked at 5:20, and there were no public comments that came in on either the email or the phone line for clean water, so no public comments this time.
Okay. Well, then moving... Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think we're going to try to do Eric first.
Eric first? All right, then.
Yeah, well, he's got to do.
Moving into that, then, Eric, do you want to take on the outreach?
Yeah, sure. It's been a while, so it's great to see all of you here today. As you can imagine, some of the outreach stuff that we typically do isn't being done anymore, namely the public events. A lot of the digital stuff that we had kind of in the pipeline for the Watershed Signs and Outreach Project queued up pretty well for this whole COVID pandemic that hit. So we're well underway with that one. I think about 97 or 95% of the signs are installed. There's a couple that still need to go up. We reached our milestone, our deliverable for the number of views on the story map, which I think you guys have all seen. And we've got some really good feedback on that. Earlier in the year, we did an Explore Your Watershed challenge where, you know, we were asking people to, we put up a mini survey under each topic, and we'd ask people to go and read the survey, and they can find the answers in that chapter. So that was a neat way to, you know, get some understanding of who's viewing this type of stuff and who, you know, what their understanding is. And we had a few hundred people participate in that. And then the next thing that we have coming up that actually just launched today, if you check out the Stormwater Partners Facebook page, and you all can participate as well, there's a Clean Water Starts With Me campaign where for the next 8 weeks we're going to be focusing on a topic. And I've created some graphics with like a photo of a healthy watershed activity. The idea here is each photo is kind of captioned at the bottom with .. So I, you know, pick up what I pack out what I pack in. So I pick up after my dog and throw it in the trash. These kind of healthy watershed activities that we have, and the idea is we want people to share that and use the hashtag clean water starts with me, so that makes a sentence, clean water starts with me, so I pack out what I pack in as it pertains to litter. And so we'll be giving away some water bottles and some watershed signs and some stickers and stuff like that for the next 8 weeks. So share that and get your folks to participate if they'd like. But this campaign, again, has been a lot of fun from the outreach side. And, you know, been nice that we've had something to really fill the gap with, in the absence of some of our public events, although it's not the same. We have had some good engagement. And the Explore Your Watershed campaign that I had mentioned earlier, there have been some teachers that were asking about it. And so Rainey Rao from the Student Watershed Monitoring Network, I gave her those questions, and she put together a teacher's resource packet so that they can incorporate the story map easily into classrooms and using the questions that we were asking about the different chapters. So I'll be curious to see how that plays out, and hopefully it's utilized. I know that they want teachers that are doing the Student Watershed Monitoring Network to utilize it. Again, it's one of those activities that fits in nicely when people are, you know, going to school on their iPads. So we'll see if there's, you know, a bump in what the engagement looks like, and hopefully get some more feedback on that. But that was a target audience that we were really hoping to reach. So I'm glad that Rainier is able to incorporate that into some of the things that she's doing. The stormwater facilities materials, that we just requested a one-year extension for that project. It's been hard. Different jurisdictions have been locked down at different levels. So the City of Vancouver, which included CVTV, was really, really, really locked down. So, you know, we weren't able to rely on them. So I kind of had to put on the hat of also being the person filming, not just kind of like directing. So I've been having to go out and get a lot of film for that, for some of the videos that we're making on stormwater facility maintenance. The other materials are coming along really nicely. CVTV wants to get all the videos done this year, so they're motivated for that. The real reason why we wanted to ask for the extension was there's just so many moving pieces. We've got the printed materials, we've got the videos, and then we have a 360 tour. And so they all need to wrap into the 360 tour at the very end. We have the footage for that shot, but we wanted to leave a little bit of space so that, you know, that contractor, 360 Labs, isn't trying to, you know, work hard on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day to get it done before the end of the year. I think extending it a year will also give us a better opportunity, potentially may give us a better opportunity to reach out and do some more of the trainings, which is another element of that grant, so that we can train landscape professionals and contractors about how to do facility maintenance properly. We've reached out to the Washington area, a Washington Association of Landscape Professionals, a couple other contractor associations, and then the City of Vancouver had a great idea to reach out to some of these HOA, I guess they're kind of like these HOA training organizations that help folks that are in HOAs manage their HOA professionally and correctly to avoid, you know, common pitfalls and whatnot. So reaching out to that group in a training as well. And then I also reached out to kind of move on the environmental/social justice front to reach out to the Hispanic Chamber, Metropolitan Chamber, to see if they have interest in me setting up a training for them, potentially in a second language. So that grant's going really well, and I'm looking forward to next year, you know, having most of the stuff done early next year, if not by the end of this year, and really being able to focus on the trainings, which I think we'll be able to hopefully reach a good population of the people that are really important to maintaining these facilities and these private facilities. So the other grant we have, the Don't Trip and Drive program, that I pretty much put on hold as soon as this happened. It really wasn't going to start going until spring, and by that time we could tell we needed to shut it down. So I'm requesting or we'll be getting a up to 2 years extension for that. There's so much in-person activity for that one that I made it an extra 2 years just in case next year looks too much like this year. That's just on hold right now. And then kind of a permit-related update, we have a behavioral change task in the education and outreach section, and so we are meant to develop a behavioral change program, and this is kind of a new part of the permit. Previous permits were kind of unrealistic in both what a behavioral change program should look like and also what's truly feasible. They would have, they had like a list of, you know, 15 different topics, and they said create a behavioral change program for all of these. Well, you know, that would be an infeasible task, really. And so now they say, you know, pick one program, either a new program or one that you've already done that you want to improve in some way, or one that you've done but you want to add different BMPs or target a new audience. And so our Canines for Clean Water program, which focuses on people picking up their pet waste, is the one that we decided to go with for a number of reasons. One, because this was a program that really was developed under the community-based social marketing model about 11 years ago, I think, maybe even 12 years ago now. I think it launched at the end of 2008. And it's just, it's really ripe for a review and taking another look at it. And also you know, from our monitoring team, we've been doing a lot of work in Salmon Creek and the East Fork of Lewis River, doing some of the DNA markers. They're finding that dog is in every single location that they sample at. So we know it's still a widespread issue with regard to fecal coliform E. coli. And also, through Stormwater Partners, I've kind of been pushing more of, kind of pushing the other partners a little bit to utilize their own kind of pet waste, or to utilize some of the Canines for Clean Water pet waste resources, but also, you know, buy it themselves. So, you know, that's kind of also led some of them to want to, like, get together and build this program. So we'll be partnering with the City of Camas, City of Battleground, and the City of Washougal on that. The City of Vancouver is doing something regarding urban forestry, even though they were invited to join that. And so we're basically in the process right now of getting together a plan and getting a vendor for a focus group. So we'll have a couple focus groups. We want to have one. We're targeting, our target audience is female dog owners, and we would like to get some from multifamily and some from single-family residents to understand their attitudes, behaviors, and motivations about picking up pet waste. And we'll be able to do some kind of comparisons to some previous studies that we've had, or surveys rather, to see if attitudes have changed. Really just to identify barriers that people might need to overcome to do that activity, or also look at highly motivating points that might be used to inspire that type of behavior. And the plan for that needs to be finished by the end of January, and it needs to be started to be implemented at the end of February. So but we have a lot of ideas for what we want to do with the campaign. And once we develop the focus group, we'll be able to test some of those ideas and also just get some feedback unprompted on that. So I think that's all I've got. I'd love to answer any questions if you have any.
I've got one that's kind of tongue-in-cheek here, but I am actually curious if you've run into this at all in talking to people in the mission about the attitudes of picking up pet waste. While I'm disappointed, it makes more sense to me to see just unbagged waste sitting out on the trail than the concept of bagging it and then leaving the bag along the trail. I feel like everybody here has seen that. Have you talked with anybody in the public surveys that you've put together where the thinking behind that is?
No, but I think that's something that we want to get to, and actually that's why, you know, I kind of tongue-in-cheek as well. I don't like to do a lot of tongue-in-cheek outreach, but this is one. Where, you know, if you look on the Stormwater Partners page, one of the pictures up there is, so I pick up after my dog in capital letters, and I throw it in the trash.
Yeah.
Because, right, you know, that's something that's, you know, you wonder about, right? It's like, on the one hand, you're not just, you know, leaving pet waste, but you're also littering a bag.
Right.
On the other hand, you know, it's keeping the pet waste contained for whatever time it needs to be, so, yeah, we'd like to learn more about that, people's attitudes about that. And also a big one too, and this is some of the things that we kind of are speculating about, you know, by looking at the Whipple Creek Watershed Plan and some of the monitoring they've done there, where there isn't a whole lot of public property and parks around Whipple Creek. There's a lot of yards though. We'd also like to understand people's, you know, attitudes and behaviors about picking it up in their, you know, in their yard on a five acre property, for example. Because that seems to be one vector for that contamination, just in the yard. And, you know, oh, I haven't picked it up in the yard for 10 years because I don't do that because I got a big yard. But, you know, we'll be testing some ideas about that from some of the single family focus group. But the other focus group that we want to do, again, kind of working to address environmental justice concerns and issues, we want to have a focus group for the Latinx community. Again, we're targeting females, and we're targeting females because we look back at the Canines for Clean Water pledge the pledges where we do collect some data, and 75% of the pledge takers of this, you know, I will pick it up and I will keep my dog on a leash in sensitive areas and spread the word. 75% of those participants are female. So, you know, to us that indicated that they are, they play a big role in caring. And it's not really that surprising, but it was good to see the data kind of play that out. They're taking a big role in caring for these animals and are willing to take pledges to commit to doing the right thing as well.
Yeah. What were the, you said Camas and Battleground, what was the other city that you're partnering with on this?
Washougal.
Oh, Washougal, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty much all the permittees except for the city of Vancouver.
Is Ridgefield and La Center, are they permittee holders?
La Center is not, and Ridgefield is like that close.
Oh, okay.
They're just permitless.
Right. I just mentioned that because of the East Fork partnership and those, what was it? I'm just looking at this article in the Reflector. Breezy Creek in La Center and McCormick Creek in Ridgefield, they kind of call out as part of the problem or part of the solution. I was just wondering about that. And I think that large yard is a really very good idea. And is there any data on, like, how far the bacteria actually travels?
No, but that's something I should probably look into more. It'd be good to have that kind of information ready before you just start telling people.
Right, because I think that's a common belief that I've got a big yard or I've got several acres or I'm on a farm and it doesn't matter, so... good to know.
Yeah, lots of variables there.
Yeah, thanks.
Yep, Michelle?
I was just going to say there certainly are those data available, readily available in the literature, so it's going to depend a lot on soils, so.
Yeah.
But how to simplify is going to be important.
Right.
The last thing that crossed my mind, if I heard you correctly, you were talking about with the outreach for maintenance of stormwater facilities. Did I hear you saying that you were trying to come up with a Spanish version of that as well? Is that the topic that you were referring to?
Yeah, so if we do a training, you know, there's a number of folks that identify with the Latinx community that are in the landscape professional industry. One of them happens to be my neighbor, who I also talked to a little bit about it just two nights ago. So, yeah, we do want to reach out to them and make sure that we're, you know, delivering our outreach equitably, not only for, you know, for the way this may benefit, you know, the people that come to this training with regard to being able to, you know, make relationships with people and maybe even open up a new idea for a business that, or kind of a direction of their business, but also because we think that maintenance will get done better if we reach out to this group, because they're doing so much of the work. So we do intend to have our printed materials translated into Spanish, at least the rack cards, which really get right to the meat of the this is how you do it. And we do also, we're also considering how we can get the videos, whether we have it dubbed over in Spanish or have subtitles at the bottom. And for those rec cards, one of the things that we would like to do is, in both English and Spanish, kind of like bind them together, maybe like a ring in the corner, and laminate them, give them a little bit of shelf life. So the idea here is, you know, you have a new hire, you're driving in the truck together, you're going to maintain a stormwater facility, you know, hey, you know, check out these cards right here so you know what you're doing right from the get-go, and they can go through and something that they can keep in the car. Obviously, there's some turnover in that industry like any industry, so we want to make sure that they have some of those resources like right there with them when they're going to do this stuff, so they're really sure about how to do it right and what a finished product should look like.
Okay.
There's a company, I haven't worked directly with them, but they're a fellow contractor company that I know holds the same contract that S&P does in Portland, is Verde. And they do a lot of the stormwater work as well as various community outreach stuff as a nonprofit organization is their actual classification. So I don't know if reaching out to Verde, if they already have materials, it would be helpful. I also have a connection to one of their former employees if you're looking for somebody to help with that process or give any input. I'm sure she would have a lot to contribute in it if you're looking for folks in that realm.
Great. Yeah, that would be, that could be good. I might follow up with you about that sometime next week.
Cool.
Any other? Yes, Michelle.
I just wanted to commend you, Eric, for pivoting in a way that preserves the resources, you know, so that, and opportunities for the future when, you know, there can be more contact, more public activities, and focusing on, you know, what can be done now online and so forth, and people are accessing more these days. So,
yeah, thank you. Thank you. I know, like, when it first happened, I was like, wow, I'm so glad we have this stuff ready, because as you may have experienced, you know, after the kind of stay-home orders, you know, for the first month, everyone's like, what? And then, you know, a month later, 2 months later, you know, you're getting flooded with webinars everywhere, right? And by that time, I'm glad we were first in the, right out of the gate, you know? I think that was helpful for the campaign. It was just lucky, in an unlucky way. That's 2020.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Eric.
Yeah, thank you. I'm going to take off now. It was great seeing everyone here. And until next time, take care.
Take care.
Bye, guys. All right. Jeff, do you want to jump in and be introduced to the... Are you still the interim, or are we officially the clean water manager now?
No, we're still interim.
Still interim, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I just was going to make sure I was sure a little bit and reintroduce myself in a slightly different role than I have been. I think I know all of you except maybe Matt. Matthew, I don't think we've met yet, but I'll look forward to working with you a little bit.
Okay, great.
I thought I'd just kind of whip through a little bit of my history with the county really, really fast. And then there was a couple of things that Alice and I were talking about. Maybe go over real quick, maybe throw up the organizational chart as a reminder to how we are structured, if that would be helpful. I don't want to take much of your time tonight because I know your primary mission here is to talk strategic plan, and I'm going to bother you a little bit more about capital in a little while too, so I want to be pretty brief. On June 1st, I agreed to take on the interim division manager role from Greg, who went back to community development. They were nice enough to loan him to us for much, much longer than he was originally supposed to be. It was supposed to be about 3 months, and it ended up being 11 months. And so they finally said, okay, enough's enough. We want our guy back. And so we sent him back, and I found out on a Friday morning that I was supposed to be the interim by Monday. So it was a busy weekend that weekend. So I'm doing that. I've agreed to fill the position through the end of this year, at which time the public works director is going to be evaluating whether to open the position up or whether to even ask whether we can hire it. And so my assumption is it'll be at least another 2 months after that. So I'm kind of looking at this as lasting into probably March or so. That you'll be stuck with me. So get used to the idea. No. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be fun to kind of be in a little different role. So I really don't know how much of my background people know, but my education By education, I'm a biologist and a lake and stream scientist, primarily. When I started at the county 23 years ago plus, I was working at Lacamas Lake as a technician doing monitoring and outreach to folks and BMPs with dairy farmers, that kind of stuff. I then moved into the stormwater program in about the year 2000. Started out as, again, a field technician, and then eventually was a lead scientist role. In 2013, I took the role of the capital infrastructure manager for the county. That lasted a few years, and then that is still what I am, but we added to that the monitoring assessment group about 2 years ago, maybe, or was it 3 years already? I don't know. I think it might have been 2017. So that is my real job, is the monitoring infrastructure manager. So right now I report to myself, which is great because I'm always right. But the problem is my boss, the division manager, is kind of a slave driver, so he's making me work way too long. Gets to be some long days. But I am working on sort of doing a couple of shifts with staff to try to backfill some of my usual duties so that they're a little more spread out, because things keep coming up and there's just more and more to do. And at a certain point, you start feeling like you're kind of doing all of it poorly instead of some of it really well, you know? So I want to try to spread things out a little bit and keep it going. Alice, you want to throw that thing up there? If it works. Ooh. Not real large, is it? Do you guys see that at all?
A little.
Not a little.
What if we put it on, oh, there we go.
That's getting better, yeah.
There we go. Okay. So just really quickly, just a quick review of what we have. Obviously, where Greg is where, at the top in the dark green, is where I am sitting as the interim. Alice, of course, is our program assistant who ably manages this group and much of the other stuff that we do, finance, grant stuff, all kinds of things. Scott Melville is our code enforcement officer, so we have one code enforcement officer who kind of focuses on clean water and erosion issues. Sabra Hall Nelson and Jennifer Lopez are very talented OA2s who get most of the work done. You've all met Rod Swanson, who is our NPDES permit manager, right? He's in every once in a while, so Rod takes care of all the permit management stuff, makes sure we stay whole with that operation. He's got Carrie Armstrong, Rich Wonky, and Bob Patterson working for him, and those folks do private facility inspections, and they do source control visits to businesses. They do a lot of follow-up with complaints and things like that, so they're very busy on the kind of the source control end of things. There next over, you have me in my regular role. So there are three folks in our infrastructure program. We have Subhas, who's our stormwater engineer. Henry is our, one of our engineering techs, senior engineering techs, and he's in charge of all of the infrastructure database mapping that kind of forms the backbone of all the stuff we do. The vacancy there we have filled with a woman named Julie Christian, who's a longtime county employee and wetland plant specialist, who is now, Brandon, I'm sure you know her pretty well from her previous role in the permitting group. But, yeah, she's joined us to do largely what Henry does, to kind of help us with this huge amount of infrastructure management and mapping that we have to do. So she's been a great addition. She started just as COVID started, so we've hardly seen her in person, but she's doing a good job. The four folks on the other side, Chad Hoxing, Bob Hutt, and Marley, and Ben, those are our monitoring and assessment staff. They're all professional scientists, educated as such, and they do all of our field monitoring, stormwater monitoring, habitat stuff, bug sampling, just a whole bunch of stuff. Andrea Logue supervises Eric's position, so Andrea and Eric are the outreach professionals. Andrea's role is also very heavily involved in the financial part of the program. She is instrumental in producing our budgets, all of that kind of stuff. So that whole group is what you usually think of as the Clean Water Program. That's our downtown room. The other piece of the Clean Water Division is that whole thing over on the right where Travis Capson is the Wastewater Operations Manager. That little group right there is the Sand Creek Wastewater Treatment Facility down there at the end of Bliss Road, kind of way up bottom end of Salmon Creek. So there are 16 or so folks out there who run that plant, and I had no idea until I started doing this what an amazing piece of technology that thing is and how complicated and how much work those folks do. So I'm still learning kind of the ropes of that piece, but Travis is just an amazing wealth of information and energy to keep that thing going. So we're lucky to have him and all the rest of those folks. Questions on that? That's kind of our, probably looks very familiar, but that's who we are. All right. Cool. So the only other thing I brought for this little bit, because I know you're talking about mission and visions and strategic planning, Alice and I couldn't remember if you all had been given this in the past, but back in 2019 December, all of the divisions in Public Works were asked to update their mission and vision statements. And so I just thought I'd throw this up here. I'm not going to read it to you, but if you guys wanted to read it, I think one of my desires, I guess, would be as you all are putting together your strategy and your strategic plan and your mission, if there's ways to sort of tie them together. I don't know if what we have up is the final version or if we ever actually finalized, but it was the almost final at the very least, right? So, but I think these do encapsulate pretty well what we feel like we're about. So I just offer those as food for thought as you guys are doing your work.
Thank you.
And then there's some value that we came up with there as well at the bottom. And we can make those available if you guys want to reference all that stuff at all when you're doing your work. I'm not sure that that interim managers are given the I'm not sure we have the right to have a vision necessarily, right? So I'm not going to try to share any kind of vision necessarily for clean water that I have, but over this next, 6-8 months, however long it is, I'm looking forward to working with you guys. I'm excited that you're moving into kind of the strategic planning realm. I think it would be great to have that kind of an updated purpose and an updated kind of, idea of where you guys want to go and what you're doing. It's an important step. So Alice and I are certainly here to support you as you try to work through all that stuff and try to help kind of keep, what we can do to discuss with you the things that you are interested in. And, on the one hand, trying to make sure that you're, doing things that are making people feel engaged and useful and meaningful. And at the same time, making sure that we are kind of all pulling in the same direction, right? So the direction that the division has to pull within the structure of the county. And so I'm looking forward to kind of bouncing those things around with you guys. And anything we can do to help or make your experience as Clean Water Commissioners better or more productive or more enjoyable, please let us know.
Great, thanks. Thanks for stepping up.
Yeah. I think it was one of those things where they asked for volunteers and I didn't step back fast enough. Everyone else did.
It looked like it stepped up.
Yeah. So thank you, though. Yeah.
And I do think that vision, those vision statements would be helpful for us to have a copy of, but also to use tonight as we talk forward.
Cool.
Well, thanks and congrats. All right. Well, Alice, do you want to jump into the staff liaison report?
Sure. I'm actually really, really simple and easy tonight. Everybody's working really hard in Clean Water. The monitoring guys and gals have been out. Everybody's been out in the field doing what they can, and I know and the inspection people have been able to do socially distancing and being safe. And the monitoring people have been just going crazy with trying to get all their work done because July and August and early September are just the busiest times for them, as well as trying to get ready to do all the deliverables for the permit and the things that they have to do. We're in the process of renewing our AWPPW certification, and everybody's working on the drafts of to submit that through, and we have the October 7th is when you wanted to have your special meeting. I am still assuming you want to have that. Is that correct?
Alice, can you say the date one more time again?
It's the first Wednesday in October, October 7th. We had set it up as being a time when we could either do it as something where you work a lot on a big project, or I can load it more with presentations. Jeff would like to present then if you're available still for some capital planning that's coming up, but I know that we also had a number of other both from the Clean Water Department as well as outside agencies that we were looking at maybe having them come in and talk. Local source control, veg management, Vancouver Lake Plan, Legacy Lands, both on the capital projects, as well as there were some outside agencies as well that we were looking at bringing in. So I wanted to get your opinion on if you, and you can decide that at the end of the meeting if you want to have just one, maybe two presenters, or if you want a lot, if you feel like you need more time on work items for this group to talk or whatever, what's your pleasure?
I think it'd be good to have the session and then getting Jeff's presentation on the capital plan would probably be good earlier than later. So I would think put that in. If time allowed for adding another smaller presentation that day, I personally would be fine with that.
I have a question. With all of the topics that you mentioned, are there going to be, are there some timing that we should know about, or are there going to be decisions that the council makes or any policies that we could weigh in before they get adopted?
Not that I'm aware of. I know I've sent you the items like with the Jenna Kay had given for the shoreline plan, but it was more along the lines of the majority of the Clean Water Commission was rather new, and so we were going off of the goal of making sure that you had a good grounding of how, who clean water is and what does, you know, what does the stormwater or the stormwater facility inspector do, and working with the public and you know, that was Kerry Armstrong. I think he came in a year ago in March and talked about, you know, how our two guys are doing the work that six people, the volume that six people in Thurston County in here are doing, and our the work that they're having to do is actually much more time intensive, and working with the private stormwater facilities versus public. So there's a lot of things like that where we're trying to just educate more. Like we had the monitoring people come in, and so that was something I've been just trying to make sure we bring in people from the department, as well as I've been keeping a running list of groups or topics that you have indicated you were interested in about. So, you know, legacy lands and with the veg management are the ones who are actually working with Vancouver Lake on the milk oil issue and the problem, as well as some of those bigger issues of how does that all work. So that's kind of where we're going with this. And so it's just a list that I have, and if there was a topic that you were most interested in, I would try to make sure that they came, you know, and maybe it's Henry. I mean, to talk about mapping and GIS. So just those stormwater infrastructure mapping. So those are the things just to let you know what's out there and available. And if there was something that you were really interested in having, then I would try to do them first to see if, you know, one, they're available, and two, you know, kind of I try to start booking people out one, two, three meetings out to find out what they're available, because maybe they're not available for October or November's meeting, but they're available for January's meeting. So I try to get an idea of where your priorities are and if you have some interest in place. But right now, I don't know of anything that is any kind of issue from the sixth floor of the council and policy issues that are coming down the pike. And Jeff would know better than I would. He has more meetings than I am on that level. So,
I believe at some point with Legacy Lands, there's a list of projects that are recommended in the council. So that one maybe may have some timeline. But I'd be interested in the capital projects, edge management, and Legacy Lands. Just top of my head.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay. And then finally, the deadline for the bylaws reminding you September 30th with you, and I'd appreciate a CC to Jeff, indicating whether or not the three people whose terms are up, which is Brendan, Christy, and Josh, if you are looking to resign from being on the commission or not. I believe we are still in the way the processes and the bylaws are set up. They do want to have indication of yes or no, we're going to continue to do this or not. But we will ask to have everybody, and we will open it up to the general public and ask also you to submit your applications. And they review everything and everybody... we have two commissioners who reapplied last year, and they just went through the process, and we still have one new one, so it's not too onerous, but you just have to fill out a letter indicating that you are interested, and then your resume, I think, was the requirements for your application. And that'll get published out after we kind of have an idea of what's going on timing-wise for September, because we want to, the plan is to get that on the council's approval in December, so that would be either December 1st or the 15th. So we want to advertise earlier so we can schedule interviews early and have that recommendation to the council, because we pretty much need to have that to the council. We were shooting for the December 1st date, probably by the first week in November. We have to have it to the council by the first week of November, so that it cuts down on the timeline, so it's part of the process. So, and that's really all I've got.
Alrighty. Thank you, Alice. Over here, Ms. Jones, do you want to take research?
We do not have any updates. We'll set up a meeting in the next month or so.
I had intended to get something from what we had been working on earlier this year to the group for review. I had my intention to try to do it before this meeting, but that didn't put together. So that should be done here soon, and I'll have the rest of the group. So hopefully, our next session that we have time to talk about it, we'll have something for that.
Okay.
Marie, do you have anything for outreach this day and age?
Yeah, I think listening to Eric, maybe Matthew and I could help him on the canine project, at least the sounding board. It's going to be virtual, so it's, you know, kind of hard when you can't meet in public. But I do get the invites for the neighborhood meetings. They have been having them. They haven't really been having presentation centers or anything. They've been doing their own bylaws and stuff. But I'm still on the list, so I still attend, you know, can attend those meetings and kind of keep our finger in that. So when we can go out and do more outreach with the neighborhood associations, you know, we can jump at it. Or maybe even Zoom presentations.
Piggybacking on projects, research here optimistically will be wrapped up with one project and looking for another one, and I don't know if there's room for us, as you were mentioning, helping out with Eric on that outreach, you know, for people picking up pet waste, you know, just like my own question there to him earlier, I'm kind of curious, you know, what they get from interviewing with the public about, you know, what people are thinking and thoughts behind that for coming up with better outreach programs.
Are the neighborhood associations meeting? Yes. They kind of, you know, stopped a little bit. Then they, kind of like the county, we're not allowed to meet. And then they got the okay, so they're doing it on WebEx. And they did have Dr. Melnick. He spoke at their last one. I didn't get a chance to go to that. But and then I think maybe one or two will start having their own online, but, you know, kind of there's a lag there. Yeah. Get used to it.
My screen is showing a lag on everybody, but I'm thinking that the audio is fine. Are we all on the same page right now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, good. All right. Michelle, do you have anything for partnerships?
We have not met. You know, it's been summer and the difficulty of, you know, actually activating any partnerships has been, you know, significant. So I just figured we'll wait till fall and suggested that I send out a, you know, a poll by one or another survey to select out of a couple of dates, and we could do some kind of an online meeting, and I'll get together with Alice to see what's the best way to make that happen and be within all the parameters.
Great. All right, and Sue, do you have some updates for Heritage Farms?
Not much, but then I do have a couple of other things that I'll mention. Heritage Farm, I think, has gone the way of a lot of things where people aren't able to meet in person, and also Parks Department. They're working on their updating their strategic plan, and also I think the Parks Department has just been, it's been a daunting task this summer, so they've had a lot on their hands. So no real updates on Heritage Farm. I did send an email to Galena, the head of parks, just to see if there was anything new, and she said, no, not really, but they are going to try to schedule some time at a council work session, and she said she would let me know when that is going to occur, so not too much to say. I believe they did had hired a consultant to come up with some scenarios for how the northeast corner could be utilized, and I believe that he's done that, but the advisory committee, of which I'm a member, hasn't met, and so I don't know where any of that stands, so who knows. But just a couple of other things y'all might be interested in. The shoreline management program, which we I think it might have been a year ago that we got an update on the revisions that they were going through. The Planning Commission had a public hearing, and Friends of Clark County collaborated with the Sierra Club to submit comments, and also FutureWise submitted comments. And if you all are interested in seeing those comments, I'd be happy to send them to Alice, and she could get them out. They all raise some interesting things. And there'll be a council hearing. I'm not sure when the council hearing will be, but there'll be a council hearing to adopt the update of the shoreline management program. I think that there was one more thing that I wanted to mention. Let me see if I can remember what it was. Oh, I know what it was. It was actually a really good article in the Reflector. I don't know if y'all get that. On the Eastport Partnership draft cleanup plan, their DOE is accepting comments through, I think, September 17th. And I know we have Devin come and talk to us about that plan, but I'll just say that's coming up that we might all be interested in. It might be at some point interesting to have Devin come back because I think he's starting to work on Burnt Bridge Creek, and then the next one was Clackamas. So it'd be good to know what's going on there. That's all.
Great. Thank you. All right, I've got Jeff again here for Clean Water Capital Projects.
Already?
All right, we're going through to that.
Yes, I'll quickly add on to what Sue was saying about the Eastport Blues River Partnership. Devin gave a very nice, well-delivered presentation about that draft plan last week, and I don't know, Sue, were you able to listen in on that?
I wasn't able to make it. I wanted to, but I didn't get there. But the Reflector filled me in.
Okay, yeah. It was well done, and there's a lot of information out there, and we're obviously a close partner with that partnership as well, and so
that's going to be kind of a cool thing. Devin's done a really nice job getting a lot of traction on that, so it's pretty exciting to see that. She's really brought a lot of energy to that whole position, and really glad to see it. So, real quick, and again, I'm not going to spend much time on this. Capital planning season is here. So as you know, we always do a six-year stormwater capital plan update. We do our budget submittals in July, and so I basically have to update that six-year plan pretty well in order to have our budget generated for the next year. So basically the six-year plan for 2021 through 26 is largely done, or at least drafted up, and there's no real earth-shattering things in it this year. It's basically just sort of a reshuffling of what we had last year due to getting some grants sooner than we thought we would and pushing some projects back. But it's basically the same list, just kind of morphing in timelines. But I am gonna finalize the draft of that here in the next week, and I think Alice and I were hoping to get that to you guys for review and comment by about the 15th, is that right? I think so, yep. About the 15th of September. And then I'll certainly welcome comments and feedback on that. The new thing for this year and the part where I could use a little, where I may need a volunteer. I'm going to ask for a volunteer. So I was asked by the public works director just quite recently, to not only have a 6-year plan update and have that available and for adoption at the council on November 3rd, which is very soon. Ahmad would also like to have our first ever 20-year stormwater capital plan presented and adopted on that same date by the council. So that's going to be fun. No. So it's a really, you know, what we're going to end up doing, obviously we can't really put together a fully baked 20-year plan in a month and a half, right? It's going to take a little more. So what I'm planning to do is to start out and try to present to the council in November at least the beginnings of a strategy, the outlines of a plan, probably sort of a categorical list of things that we know are coming that we want to do, things that we need to do, and just kind of get the basics of it and have that adopted in November, but then continue to work on that plan in a much more focused way during 2021 and bring them back kind of a real 20-year plan next year when we do this, right? But at least get it on the docket and starting to think about it. So that's kind of my task. That's the tougher of the two tasks by far. The 6-year plan is basically a good to go. 20-year plan is basically a couple of notes on a piece of paper at the moment. So what I've started to do is put together a group of about 7 or 8 staff, mostly management staff actually at this point at the county, mostly public works, a little bit of community development, to have a couple of meetings here just in the next couple of weeks, probably a couple hours each, to just kick around ideas, start to get our heads around what we think the drivers are, what we think the big issues are, start to get a bit of a list of what's out there, and go from there. And what I'd like to do, I know in the past we've kind of struggled, I guess I'll call it struggled. I mean, Brandon and I were both in this group a couple, 3 years ago when Mark, I'm not forgetting Mark's last name.
The chair of the council? Mark Bolt?
No, Mark was in this group. Mark Schneider. Schneider, yes. He was kind of organizing a group that kind of was a subcommittee of the Clean Water Commission that was helping sort of revamp and re-understand some of our terminology and try to come up with different ways to, you know, to allocate our capital funding and that. And it was a really nice exercise with a lot of good thoughts and a lot of well-meaning effort that didn't really necessarily gel into something because there were so many roadblocks with the way we actually have to do things with the county as opposed to private businesses, that kind of thing. But I feel like as I'm in this interim position, right, I don't want to miss an opportunity to have this body in some way participating in a meaningful fashion with these planning exercises. So what I'm thinking for this upcoming couple of meetings, what about having either one or two volunteers from this group, not so much meet on your own and come up with anything to advise us on, but be a part of the actual team that I've got doing this at the county. I would love that if that was feasible for one or two of you. We probably have to cut about the two just because I've got like seven already and we want to make it a little bit nimble, right? But I was thinking that that person or persons could play the role of sort of liaison with the rest of you all. And of course, I'll come back and talk about these things as well, but having someone in the room when we're actually brainstorming and figuring things out and being able to throw in some things from another perspective that we don't necessarily see all the time, bringing ideas from this group, I think would be really valuable. And again, we're not going to be able to get a whole lot done this year, but my thought is that we will just continue with that group as we roll right into 2021 and see what we can do. So part of that's really all I wanted to do today was sort of throw that out there as an ask, and we don't have to have you guys decide right now, but if in the next couple of days, if you all wanted to think about it and if anyone wants to volunteer to sit in on a few meetings in the next couple of months, that would be terrific.
I don't want to be a part of that. My last job was I worked on stormwater master plans for about six different cities in the Bay Area, and those documents were pretty much 20 to 50 year plans because they were, one of them was $250 million worth of work that wasn't going to get done overnight.
Yeah, they can be huge. Yeah. Fun, but huge. And that's one thing that I think we're going to be challenged with in this process is to kind of, I'd like to see it have enough of a basis for prioritizing that we can not overwhelm the council when we take it to them, right? We got $400 billion worth of plans here, and we get to spend $2 million a year. Okay, so
yeah,
so there's that element of just overwhelmingness that we don't want to kill them too hard with, but we also want to be realistic, and we want to be able to use this as a reason for maybe we need to think about how much our fee is in a year or two, or those kinds of things, right? So,
That was kind of the primary purpose of the documents that I put together. So a lot of the time after they adopted our master plan, and they got some form of economist involved to determine the amounts that were going to be necessary to support it. But we had those broken into like four categories of prioritization, and it's like, that $250 million was like half of it was like low priority projects that were like cool if we ever get around to them. But God, it was like two of us involved in putting that together. So I've been there.
Yeah.
would this be kind of at a higher level than a project by project consideration, because I'd be interested if it was kind of a higher level, looking at what the drivers are, that sort of thing. I'd be interested to participate in that.
Okay. Yeah, I think for this particular iteration, this first iteration, is going to be very much that higher level, categorical, level. I think as we get going further, we're going to need to drill down a little bit next year and be looking at individual projects, at least as we get to a prioritized list, right? We may be taking the top, so-and-so projects from several categories and saying, this is our priority plan for 20 years, and if we get additional money, here we go, da-da-da-da, right? That kind of stuff.
Right. You know, and just one other comment. I think it's really important for the council to understand the impact stormwater has on water quality, because I think in a lot of people, we talk stormwater, people just think the rain. And, you know, I've seen like a bucket of stormwater. I don't know where I saw most of it. You know, what it really looks like when it comes off the roads and everything. And so I think in communicating with the council, it'd be really important for them to really understand what the impact is on our streams.
Okay. Cool. Justin, did you volunteer, or were you saying that your prior experiences had scared you away from that opportunity?
No, I mean, I can definitely help out. I mean, I think I can offer the perspective of having put together and prioritized these projects and figuring out the costs and all that. So I'm happy to volunteer and offer that perspective.
Right. Awesome. I think that's a great idea. Yeah, just like bringing that to the table.
The one thing to make sure is your availability, because there's going to be a very, very, very narrow time. What are you doing Tuesday morning, September 8th from 10 to 10, 12? Because I think that I just was hoping to try and get a draft to you guys the week 14th, have you review it and have it back by the 25th or 28th, because that'll give us 1 week to finalize everything, so there'll probably be another meeting that week of the 28th to have everything finalized, to hopefully do a dry land presentation on the 7th, for our meeting on the 7th, because we have to turn it in to the council to get on
early to mid October. Yeah. Early to October. Not that we can't work on it after that, so we won't be giving our full thing.
So it's gonna be a sprint. So we don't have everybody's schedules all aligned out yet.
Well, do you have any sense of, or when you have a sense of the dates and times for those meetings, maybe send that through and then we'll solidify who from our group is going to attend.
Yeah, let's do it that way. We'll try to throw out a few hope for dates, and then if folks are able to do it, that would be terrific, and we'll be as flexible as we can on our end, too.
Yeah.
So, like, 10 p.m.?
At least, yeah. And then we're trying to at least get a draft out, too. Everybody still have at least a week to look at it and comments to have the group work on it.
Yeah. And again, it'll be a starting point, because obviously it's a ridiculously short timeline. So. But I'm glad. I think it's a great idea. I actually really think it'll be a useful exercise to have us do. Something I've thought about in the past and has never made the time to do, so this kind of forces it, which is cool. So,
great.
All right, I'm going to shut up because you guys have some work to do.
Thanks for your help there, Jeff. Appreciate it. All right, so the strategic plan, and my phone tells me I have low battery, and this updated iPhone has the same jack for my battery and my speaker, so I gotta put everybody on speaker now.
I wonder if we could cut and paste the department's vision and mission. Great.
Alice, I think your audio was muted a second ago there. You were saying something, but I couldn't hear anything.
deals and too many things right now. And I keep hiding my mic. This is the counties. And then I have partnerships for revision of sentence and researches. And then I have, let me close that out. Must take a worry about. And then I have the basic pictures one that Brendan sent out earlier in August. So what's your pleasure?
I don't know if we just kind of want to go from the top down and go through these.
Okay.
We kind of have the, starting with the vision. We've got the two versions there. If I were to say my piece, I think they both encompass a lot of the same vision of the vision. So within the wording, I'm comfortable with both versions there. I didn't know if we want to look at all anymore what the county one has, reflecting that, if anybody has any other input on it. I'll kind of turn that over to everybody else because I can pitch in kind of my part on that too.
When I read them both, I thought either one would be fine, but I did notice that, I don't remember which one it was, I think it's Mission B, something is wrong with the language, like the arrangement was wrong with the words, it doesn't make sense.
There's an extra the in there, and there were a couple of.
Yeah, so I think the changes were fine, but I think maybe some of the words got flipped.
Brendan, I have a couple of comments when you're ready. Group.
Yeah, please.
So first on the visions, both A and B. So if a vision represents some future state, the word want to be, so it's a statement from that time period. So in vision A, thought using the word continually was, as you mentioned, sort of the vision of the vision. So it's what the vision would be. A future state.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that maybe just the removal of that word, again, it's just my two cents. And same with vision, B, it's almost as if today and into the future tomorrow could be eliminated or a more concise piece than take out that temporal confusion. Because if we're talking about a future state and we're talking about quote unquote today in the vision, that might be a little confusing as well. And just last comment about the missions. I think both the missions look great. Just the one, and it says a minor comment, is I wonder about, and this is typical in missions where you use, people tend to gravitate to use their occupational language.
Mm-hmm.
While the language in there might be very clear to everybody here, it might not be clear to the consumer, which is the citizenry. So saying things like point and non-point water pollution sources might be clear to, might not be clear to an external stakeholder. And that's what I'll think when Jeff and Alice put up the mission and vision for the Clean Water Division. I thought those were both really clear and used very plain language, maybe to somebody on the outside. So just my couple of comments.
Yeah, I think that is a good point. That is something that I had thought about too in that wording as well. It does get easy to use your terminology.
Yeah. Well, it's your everyday language. It's normal speak for you. And it serves the internal piece, but you know, your mission and vision has an external component as well.
What if we just remove the point and non-point? Because it still says water pollution sources, and I think that's
probably right. Yeah.
So are you, can we start at vision and work our way down?
Sure, yeah, let's go back.
Okay, sorry.
No, good point.
Okay, so A is research. I actually have an A there. Brendan's research. B is partnerships, and then the department one and the big font is below that. Can everybody see that? I need to try and make it bigger.
I can see part of the last two. The image for your picture is the front part of it. But I also have these printed out in front of me I'm looking at. So.
Okay. I just don't know if when I'm sharing the screen how it shows up.
No.
That's good.
Okay.
I think Matthew makes a good point about trying to put the wording such that it's looking to the future versus assuming that it's already in a state of sustainability or healthy watershed. So I'm just looking at this and trying to take the suggestions on the wording or amendment to it.
I think that's why in B we said today and tomorrow.
Yeah, my comment there, Michelle, would be that it's just a vision. Maybe this is just my hang-up. Because that if it's a vision in the future, we're talking about today and tomorrow. So the today would be the future state, and then the tomorrow would be the future state looking from the future state.
Yeah, and that was, I think, our discussion and folks who were participated in it online one time a year, but I think that was it. So there's an ideal state for today, and then there's an ideal state for tomorrow. And they may be different, but basically what the approach to work for both of those. Yeah, so the vision to capture both of those.
So I guess I would come back and say from a strategy perspective, if there are different vision states in the future, for that today, future of the future, which is the vision of tomorrow from the vision point, I guess I would have trouble trying to facilitate some strategy around what those would be. Wouldn't be clear to me. Whereas if it just said self-sustaining healthy watersheds benefiting the entire Clark County Human and Wildlife communities, that would be a little clearer to me about as a vision, as a future state of what we want to be.
Mm-hmm. I think there was a sense that they wanted decisions today to not rule out certain healthy states tomorrow. But that may be too much of a nuance for sort of a public statement.
Yeah, I definitely see what you're saying. And again, maybe it's too hung up in the nuances, but I just thought I'd throw it out there for discussion.
I think it would have the same impact even without the words after. The only other comment I was going to make is when I look at the department one, should we mention who we are in our vision? Like they did?
Mm-hmm. The Clark County Clean Water Commission. Entire human and wildlife communities.
I mean, one thing I would say is the vision is the thing that you want to work towards. It's the end goal. So we don't want to be working towards it anymore. We want to be it.
Yeah, that's okay. You know, when we first started this, I spent some good time Googling the difference between a vision and a mission statement.
I have a little suggestion. How about this? Self-sustaining, healthy watersheds benefiting the human and wildlife communities of Clark County.
Human and wildlife
communities. Communities of Clark County. Okay, I want to jump in here because I had done some research a couple years ago. And the example I have is the mission first, and that tells you who you are. And then the vision is more like that sentence that Michelle had there. And I think that's where that came from. So the mission is defining who you are and what you're doing, and then you list your vision statement, and then you could, this one is engaged with citizens and partners, blah, blah, blah. So I'm saying we probably don't have to put the Clark County Clean Water in the vision statement if we don't want to.
Human communities, wildlife, environment.
That sounds good.
I find that it's Clark.
Or do you want to have it be the areas?
The regions?
No, that can be beyond Clark County, so.
I think it's the county.
Well, yeah, I mean, not like nobody else around Clark County can benefit from the watersheds, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they did mess it up.
Yeah, that's true.
Can we decapitalize the S and self-sustaining?
Say what?
The S and self-sustaining is still capitalized.
Yeah, no, I'm good there.
Yeah, we can do self-sustaining.
I wonder, entirety seems like an unusually used word. I wonder if you could say all.
All of the counties.
How about just...
I like to watch a lot of British.
Yes, I'm sure either that or Australian.
And the goal is to have it be at a sixth grade reading level.
Yeah.
I was really trying to find ways to work the longest words in the English language into this.
Gotta keep it simple.
You just ruined all of my fun, Alice.
Yes, engineer.
Self-sustaining watershed benefits.
Does that work better, Marty?
I like it, but I think I'm outvoted on that.
Okay, commission, what do you want?
I can have with or without entirety. I've used the word before, so I don't mind it, but apparently people think that's a funny word.
Yeah, how about all of the counties, human, communities, wildlife, and environment?
Well, do you even need that at all?
I don't know.
That benefits the counties, human, communities, wildlife, and environment.
Yeah, I don't think you need it. I got it, guys, the totality of...
Oh, there you go. Yeah, there you go.
I just see this explode.
Yeah, but the fewest words, the better.
Yeah, keep it simple.
Good enough for now. Let's go on with the mission.
I feel like we should high five here.
Go team, go.
This is my fight. What is it?
I'm
not
allowed right now.
There you go,
guys.
Oh, there you go.
You got the sound in. Right, I'm taking a minute to read through the missions again.
I think we're going to move.
My only problem with the first one here, I'm just going to throw this out there, is the impact of stormwater runoff is pretty broad. Like, stormwater runoff is going to happen either way, and it's not necessarily a bad thing. So, like, really protecting the watersheds from stormwater runoff.
Really?
I see what you mean on that for sure. I don't know if we'd be making it, I think we would be making it too wordy if we were trying to clarify, you know, the negative.
Yeah, and that's my only issue with this first mission statement was that it sounds like stormwater runoff is a bad thing. Like, it's an evil thing that we're trying to vanquish, and that's not quite the case.
Yeah, I think that the idea behind it was implying that the term impact was going to be subscribed just to the negative versus, like you're pointing out, well, there's an impact of just, you know, water running off the ground into the stream. Is that necessarily negative or would you argue essential? So I think that was prefaced originally in my mind, just the idea that the word impact was only like the negative ones. But I think you're right that you'd have to either add something or change that.
Yeah, he would agree. Our guy was just choking on something. So.
I like the second one because you collaborate with the residents. Although you'd have to put government closer because that's our primary purpose. And that we improve the water quality and protect It's kind of hard if you've got a lot of cross-outs there, but
I can get rid of the cross-outs.
Okay.
Let's say maybe for-profit, non-profit, and government entities.
Was it to try and distinguish between businesses versus volunteer? Or what was the specific topic? Instead of the business community.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think business community, if that's what you were thinking, it would be better to. I mean, I know with nonprofits, what we're thinking about the different organizations that work, you know, for clean water in the county. The for-profit sector, I agree, would be, you know, the business community.
Yeah, I would just say something other than just profits.
Yeah.
Whether it's business community or for-profit entities.
Oh, I think it was just written. I didn't write this, but I think it was written out because it was grouped with government entities. It's supposed to be profit, non-profit, and government entities.
When you take out non-profit and government, you're saying profit entities.
Yeah. Well, yeah, yeah. Okay.
It's just for-profit, right?
Yeah.
Or business entities.
All right, see what we're doing. Sir.
We have a new council member, guys. She's very curious about what's going on.
Oh.
Did we want to drop nonprofits, or have we just not gotten them in there yet?
Does the word agencies encompass those government and nonprofits?
You could say non-governmental. Oh, well, no, that doesn't work.
Well, we have in organizations.
Yeah.
Do we want to just do in nonprofit organizations?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
What did you?
No, I think it's to improve.
Yeah, to improve.
Yeah, to improve water quality and quantity.
Water quantity?
Yeah.
What do we do to improve quantity?
Well,
I don't get enough rain here, that's for sure.
Well, we really aren't.
From the perspective of somebody who does lots and lots of stormwater design in Washington, the manual refers to it both as quality and quantity, and quantity is like ponds that do flow control, but holds back large volumes of runoff from impervious areas to change the timing and you know,
What if we just change quantity to flow?
I think that in either case, going back to Matt's comments, we want these to be interpreted.
Yeah. Flow or speed?
I'm getting across the intent of it, or trying to.
Yeah.
The other part is that as exemplified in a Cougar Creek restoration project, there's interest in having an infiltration piece that augments base flow. So that's an important quantity part.
Yep.
But this flow come with that?
Yeah, so we need to make sure.
Yeah, I think it does.
Yeah.
Washington's the one, but there's other state storm. I approve flow.
I scratched my head when I saw the word quantity when we moved here, too, because I had never really thought of it as quantity. It's a funny word to apply to it. As an engineer, I scratched my head at that. So, I can understand changing it.
I like the alliteration.
Throw the word
distribution.
If you throw the word distribution in there to satisfy your engineering background, it might also people will think it's a socioeconomic space.
I personally hate and.
I do too. I'm with you on that.
Improving to improve water quality flow.
Oh, just use the semi.
I think water quality, comma, flow and protect.
I think it's fine.
Right, now.
No, I don't think that works.
Water flow, or what should you put water flow in for the day?
You're not improving. You improve water quality, flow, and something, but you can't improve.
And
that doesn't work.
What about the word
water quality and flow?
But it's a double and.
Sometimes you need a double and.
Couldn't we get rid of the ands with commas or semicolons since it's a list, since we're going to a list, because the list is improve water quality and flow, protect Clark County watersheds, et cetera.
We can also make it two sentences.
Yeah.
I was going to suggest maybe a period is warranted here so that we don't have a big run off our hands, but
is there a better way to describe all the info together as one?
But we do say quality later, so.
Yeah, I think we could actually get rid of that second quality.
I mean, we could put another verb in there and say improve water quality, enhance flow, and protect Clark County watersheds from blah, blah, blah.
Enhance flow, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Although sometimes the flow is too much.
Well, find another synonym.
I think just flow.
We get back to
the right. It's a verb. Otherwise, we have two ands on our.
Yeah. What about the semicolon solution?
Or, yeah, I was going to say other punctuation.
Well, why don't we not worry about that and move on and then go back to it?
Guys, just throw punctuation at the problem. It always solves it. Some of the emails we've gotten from various places, I read them and I go, I have a comma for you.
Not a comment, a comma. Oh my God.
I have a comma and a period for you to use. Please accept them. Wait, what if we reverse improve and enhance? Enhance water quality, improve flow.
Oh.
Improve could go either way.
Right.
Yep.
Right. Yeah.
Brilliant.
You sure you weren't an English major?
I see you on the road tonight.
I just was talking to somebody about this, and my grandmother, even after retiring, she still reads postdoc papers as an editor for UC Davis professors and postdocs. And that is what I grew up with.
So it was improve?
Yep.
Improve flow.
Enhance water quality.
No, it's enhance water quality and improve flow.
Okay.
I said it, I had it, and then I undid it.
I have to step out of the room for a second, so if you guys can have this done by the time I get back.
Okay, let's talk about it. Okay, that's good. Let's move on with the sentence.
Maybe it's just protect Clark County's watersheds, period.
Yeah, it'll make it simple.
Yeah, that is certainly simplified.
Yeah, it's got a lot of words. Yeah. I'm good with that.
I guess Anne, Brenda, if we really wanted to work in some of what was just deleted, we could say, what percent of Clark County's watersheds and surface water resources? If we really wanted to work in the water resources.
Or the ecological integrity piece, I mean, really.
Yeah, you can just...
Water resources includes that.
Yeah, I think ecological integrity is probably better.
Yeah, one or the other, whether it's in water resources or in ecological integrity.
I think it should be... I like ecological integrity.
Water resources.
That's true. Ecological integrity is probably better.
Mm-hmm. Will this get us in trouble with the attorney?
I don't know.
Okay, good.
Now put them together. And put them like side by side or
in the community.
One under the other.
The vision and the mission.
Yeah, the vision and the mission, just so
for me. But they are one over the other.
Hey, you know, we went back to an and.
You did? Yeah.
On the mission at the bottom, where we added ecological integrity, right?
Oh, yeah.
We and it again. But what about going, how about just saying, and improve flow and protect the ecological integrity of Clark County's watersheds?
Oh, sure.
I like it. Integrity of Clark County's watershed. Yeah.
Perfect. Look, Brendan, we came.
That's great. we took your request seriously.
Clean Water Commission's mission is to collaborate with Clark County's residents, governmental agencies, entities, businesses, and nonprofit organizations to enhance water quality, improve flow, and protect the ecological integrity of, you want to say, our watersheds?
Yeah.
Sure.
That's a community deal.
I like it.
And the vision is the Clark County with self-sustaining and healthy water benefits the county's human communities, wildlife, and environment.
I think the government entities, I don't think it needs to be governmental. I think it could just be government entities.
I'm also a fan of the Oxford comma. Division. Wildlife, comma, and environment.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I like
that. I actually like Oxford, too. I'll have to see if that's part of the county's standard. I don't remember now.
You guys actually have a style guide that you use?
Yes, we'll have to run this by the,
You have actual grammar now.
We do have the grammar police. We actually have 140
bring up the examples
manuals, what you're supposed to do.
I won't bring up an example that's in my memory that always has me using an Oxford comma. It's probably just a joke. In the emails I had seen back and forth before,
missed if there was any recommendations beyond the vision and the mission statement. I know the document I sent continued with the core values, risk analysis, long-term goals, really objective and action plan, so at least comments to those. I don't know, for the sake of the time, what we're feeling about addressing the rest of that, if we're going to burn through this pretty quick, if there's quick consensus.
I have to say, I didn't really spend much time with the rest of it.
Yeah.
Do you want to work on that part in October?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I will send this out so everybody has
good. Yeah, because that would be a guide for us as we look at the rest of it.
And in that case, I will probably not add, we'll just have the 6 and 20 year capital plan. And because that'll give you more time to work on this.
Okay.
So we can have it done and approved and voted on in November.
Yeah, that's my goal, is to make sure this is done in their annual report.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the other thing I was going to remind everybody at the next meeting was to, because we're in the transition of going from the old system to Teams, and there's some changes that are happening right now, so we will be moving with Office 365 and Teams. They're not quite to the point yet where I can set it up and have you guys as a team, but we will probably be doing that. I'll probably have a Clean Water Commission team. And then come October, I'll put out the, we'll be in September, October, I'll have out the plan, and so we can try to work on it, so we can have it ready for the January, whatever, 5th or 6th, January. Does that work for everybody?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I will say this one thing I don't like about being on the commission. It really makes a year go by fast.
Yeah.
The pandemic took care of making the year go by at a strange pace in general. So.
Yeah.
Well, if we're good on strategic planning for the evening, is there anything else in general discussion for anybody?
I saw some of the outreach things that Eric is doing with the news. I've seen multiple commercials now on the news. So
mm-hmm.
We've also seen many of the watershed signs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've taken those.
Well, if everybody's good. Oh, sorry.
Just cut anybody off? All right. Well, I will officially adjourn the meeting then at that point. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks. Yeah. See ya.
Good.
See
you, everybody.
Everybody.
Here. Nice job.
Bye-bye.
You got it done.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for using WebEx. Visit our website at www.webex.com.